Random questions, round two. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who wants to go first this time?
I'll go.
Steve?
Sure.
I'll let you choose from categories and then choose your number. Deal?
All right.
Money and greed, workplace and career, dark and twisted, or ultimate extreme?
Ultimate extreme. Ultimate extreme.
Choose between 141 and 150.
142.
What is the one thing you would not want someone to find while snooping through your emails?
That's ultimate and extreme. I was thinking
it would be for some people.
That seems more like dark and twisted.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be about like Monster Energy.
Yeah.
Backflips.
No, it's not those kinds of. No.
What's your favorite big tire?
All right. Well, what's the question?
Okay. You want a different one from that category?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've done in a hotel room?
But I mean, that's not weird.
No, that's not weird.
Where did you do it?
Everyone's done that in a hotel.
Not to do that.
Yeah.
How else are you going to fall asleep with all the noise?
I know, right? I got to make myself tired.
Yeah. I got nothing for weird. Nothing weird in a hotel room.
You ever open the shades nude or anything?
No. I don't think so.
You should try that. That's a good time.
Is that your thing?
No.
Is that what you were doing when you smashed your hand in the window?
No. Oh, like, thank God it wasn't a weird.
I was fully clothed at that point. I have opened the shades at times when I get up in the morning at a hotel and then realize I'm not at a hotel out in the middle of nowhere and there's a business across the street. Like when we stay in Houston, for example, and I make eye contact with someone and I'm in my underwear. That's weird.
I am less likely to care when I'm in a hotel.
Well, remember that time in Nashville? There was a crane operator outside of our window when we were staying at the hotel that's connected to the Hall of Fame. I forget what hotel it is.
It's
really nice. Yeah, it's super nice. We're up on like the 24th floor. I didn't shut the shades. I'm like, he can't see in here. And then later I'm standing by it and I look out at him. And I'm like, I swear he's making eye contact with me. And I waved, and he waved back.
There was, I remember when we were staying at the hotel in Albany. What is it called? Why can't I think of the name of it?
The Desmond?
The Desmond, yeah. And the Desmond, it's kind of a big rectangular shape. And in the middle, there's an indoor courtyard area that they use for conventions and stuff.
And koi ponds.
And I remember I was walking, I was walking through the courtyard. And all of the rooms have windows and little balconies that look out into the courtyard. Mm-hmm. And I looked up and I think I made eye contact with Hot Wings in his room on like the second floor. And I was like,
in case you're going to see something.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Who's next?
I'll go.
Kelly. Same thing. Money and greed, workplace, career, dark and twisted, ultimate extreme.
Dark and twisted. Let's go.
131 to 140, please.
138. Uh-oh.
What is the worst thing you've ever fantasized about doing?
Worst thing I've fantasized about doing? Oh, God. I mean, yeah, there are certain people I've thought, like, they should die.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, I wouldn't kill them, but I wouldn't be sad if they did.
Yeah, and I think I've talked about this before, even if I, like, pedophiles. You know, if I had the chance to, like, I don't know, hurt one of them or, you know, certain list of people that should probably be released, I'd love to do that. Just
There's a reason Dexter was popular.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was the premise of that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though he ended up being still a serial killer. But the idea that he only killed bad people at the beginning was very appealing in a weird way.
But I think everybody does that. So on a more like personal note, there are people who have done things in my life that I wish so badly because of this microphone I have in front of me that I could just say, this person's terrible. And I wish I could talk about it. I have fantasized so many times in my life of being like, I know somebody who did this. Or you think you know about my whatever. Let me tell you what's really going on.
Yeah.
And I just can't ruin people's lives like that. And I have fantasized so many times about ruining people's lives. And you so easily could.
And you could.
And I won't do it.
I know some things you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I came into this room so many times over the last few years, like, you wouldn't believe what's happening.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then mics would come on, and I'd be like, hey, guys.
Hey, guys. I got a sunflower.
Time for Name That Tune.
Right? Sometimes, yeah. There are times for all of us where we are wearing such a mask.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Or sometimes the mask falls off.
Yeah.
Occasionally. That happens, yeah.
Who's next?
I'll go.
Howings?
Yeah.
Same thing. Dark and Twisted, Ultimate Extreme, Workplace Career, Money and Greed.
Let's go Money and Greed.
Okay. Choose between 111 and 120.
116.
If you had to make $1,000 illegally by tomorrow, how would you do it?
Illegally. Okay. $1,000 illegally. I would probably find something that I knew you could sell easily and steal it. I think I'd just steal something from somebody.
Like what?
I mean, $1,000.
It's got to be something pretty good.
Piece of jewelry, a watch.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
You know, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, where you could, you know, yeah, an instrument where you go, okay, I know I can fetch X number of dollars for this. Yeah. This thing is worth $2,500 or whatever. I can probably, yeah, like take it to a pawn shop or whatever and go, hey, I've got this old, you know, trumpet or whatever it is. And, you know, or a piece of jewelry. It was my grandma's and it's time to let it go. Blah, blah, blah. Can I get $1,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I would do.
Nate, you want to try one?
Yeah.
Which category?
Let's go extreme.
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 141 to 150, please.
143.
Have you ever sent a screenshot of a conversation to the person this conversation was about?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
What? You said that like everybody's done that. Probably, yeah. You're right.
If you are somebody who's in a lot of group chats or something and you go to send something to somebody who's not in the group chat, for sure. It's happened before with my sisters and my mom where, yeah, we'll go to text on the side and I'm like, oh.
Oh, so you have the separate, you have the three of you and your mom and then there's just the three of you,
mm-hmm.
two separate group chats.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's gone either way. I mean, the time that I made the mistake was just sending like a screenshot from just my mom to like a group chat with my mom in it.
Mm.
And then she's kind of like, why are you sending that? I'm like,
I wanted you to see the funny thing you said.
My phone's crazy.
Letting everybody else know what's going on.
Oh, stupid voice to text.
Oh,
yeah.
That really changed it.
It's easy to blame.
Such a bad feeling.
Yeah, with parents, it's easy to be like, oopsie doopsie, you know how these phones are.
Well, her parents are younger, though. It works for your parents.
True.
It certainly works for my parents, but they've never said anything bad by text because it's usually like, yup, nope, hi. No. That's the extent of their texting.
There was one time I really stepped in it with my mom, though, where I, it wasn't a screenshot, but I went to text my mom and I were arguing about something in the living room and my sister was in her bedroom and I went to text my sister about it and it did not say very kind things about my mom.
Mm.
And I send it and I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, Paige hasn't responded yet, but I just heard mom's phone go off. So I get up real fast and I check it and realize that I had sent the message to my mom. But so she had an Android and I didn't know how to work it. And so I deleted the message, was like, whew, okay, all done. Well, then the next morning, my mom gets up out of bed and she tosses her phone to me on the couch and she goes, what's that? I was like, how did you find that? And yeah, I was in big trouble.
I bet.
How old were you?
I was like 16. Okay. I could drive because then I was going to get lunch with a friend. And so on the way home, I stopped and I bought my mom flowers.
Did it work?
Yeah, it did.
Probably.
Yeah.
Would you ever bring it up to her now?
Probably. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Boy, that was a lot of emotions.
It was.
That was a real roller coaster for
probably no.
No. It's kind of in the same way that like your parents finally find out what you really did in college over the years.
Yeah.
It'll come out eventually.
Yep.